It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone today, I have Principal Connie Totticini from out at Bruin Point Elementary, as they are our school district update for this week. And, you know, so many great things go on out there at Bruin Point. They've got, we were just talking before we came on, field trips are getting ready to happen because we're getting ready to the end of the year, getting close. Of course, that also means testing. And she wanted to give a shout out to their parent teacher organization and some of the fundraising efforts that they've been up to out there. Principal Totticini, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So I always like to start off with, how are things going at Bruin Point Elementary?
They are going really, really well. Like you said, we're winding up the school year. Kids are excited, maybe a little too excited, but the kids are excited. Coming back from spring break was a challenge, as always, but our kids are settling down, and we've got some good things going on right now. Lots of good learning still.
And we're going to talk about some of those things that are coming up. You mentioned, and of course, that's, I'm sure, testing is probably the most important to the teachers, but top of mind for the students is all the great field trips that are coming up. And you made it sound like you guys have a lot of things planned out there in the way of field trips. So let's kind of just cover some of the things that the kids are going to be doing before the school year ends.
Yes, so our end of the year field trip this year, we're going to go to the Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry. I've never been out there. I don't think a lot of our kids have been out there. We're really excited to go out there. And then after we spend some time out there, we're going to go watch a movie. It's a little too cold for swimming still, so we're going to go into the Enterprise and watch. I forgot what we were going to watch. Oh, Puss in Boots.
There you go.
That's The Last Wish. So anyway, the kids are excited for that. Of course, you know, the popcorn's always the biggest hit of a movie, so we're excited for that. And then we've got the Bees game and the fourth grade rendezvous. We've got farm days for third grade. We've got conservation days. And then we're doing some really exciting things for the end of the year for attendance and math and reading incentives and or awards and stuff. So we've got lots of things still going on.
And so they'll get to the fun part, but as everybody knows, to get to the fun parts, you got to get through the other part, and that's testing. And your testing's getting ready to start up the end of the year, right?
Yes, we've started part of it because, you know, our fifth grade has to take, they get to take four tests, so they've already started theirs, and the rest of the testing will start next week. As far as our state testing, our RISE assessments, as far as our reading and our math assessments, also those will start next week with the lower grades as well. But the kids are doing well. They really are. A lot of them have really buckled down and gotten to it, and we're seeing some really good things come out of our students. We're seeing some really good progress.
Well, that's great too. And so with those two things, that's a lot for a school year. But you wanted to take some time and talk about your parent teacher organization, because you know you have the teachers and the faculty and the staff and everything there at the school, but the parent teacher organization plays a pretty big part in the school as well. And so let's talk about them for just a moment and some of the things that they're doing out there at Bruin Point.
Yeah, so we've had a really good PTO for the last two years, and they're phenomenal. We just finished a fundraiser where they brought in close to $4,000, and that's all going to go back to the school and to the kids, and it's just phenomenal. And it's not just their fundraising efforts, it's what they do for our kids in school. You know, during Halloween, they're out here for treats and things. Valentine's Day, they do cookie decorating. You know, they're here. One of the PTO members, our PTO president, she comes out and helps with incentives for the kids for our Hero Points. The other PTO members just help with teacher appreciation, all of the fundraising. They are amazing, and we couldn't do a lot of things that we do without them. I really, really appreciate all of their support and their hard work. So I just want a big shout out to them. Keep up the good work, and thank you so very, very much for what they do.
Well, that's another one of those things, too, that it gives the community an opportunity to help out the school as well. So if you have the wherewithal and you want to be a part of it, just get a hold of anybody there? Could, I mean, if somebody wanted to do and be a part of the PTO out there, could they kind of call the school and you guys could kind of direct them to who they need to talk to and what they need to do?
Yes, definitely. We're always looking for more members for our parent-teacher organization. So if anybody wants to join, just give the school a call.
All right. Once again, we've been talking with Principal Connie Totticini out there at Bruin Point Elementary. And you know what? As we said, it's getting close to the end of the school year. So I want to take the time now to thank you for taking your time out this whole past school year and chatting with us in the mornings and letting us know what's going on out there at Bruin Point. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. And thanks for giving me a chance to let people know what's going on.
That's what it's important. That's what it's all about. Mrs. Totticini, Principal Totticini out there at Bruin Point, thank you so much for taking out the time with us this morning. We appreciate the time. And we're going to let you get back to school.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.